Finally, we listened to two stories from educators who have dedicated their lives to working with and supporting students with disabilities. Jill Hoyer, San Luis Obispo County SELPA director, tells longtime colleague and friend, SELPA program specialist Loretta Butterfield, about Claudia, a profoundly deaf teenager who attended the Fremont School for the Deaf.
Do you feel like you'd like to tell us about Claudia?
Yeah. How I discovered Claudia, I got a call one day from our welcome center who makes sure the kids are getting in school and help the families get established. And they said, Jill, we hear that there's this girl that's out in the boonies, and we think she's severely handicapped. We don't really know what's wrong with her, but we hear she's out there and somebody needs to do something. So I made some calls to one of the gals at the Welcome Center who was bilingual, and she went out and made a home visit and discovered that there was a 15-year-old girl out there. We didn't really know anything about her, and she couldn't talk to her, didn't know what was wrong. So we called her in. We finally got the mom to agree to bring her in, and we discovered that she was profoundly deaf. And here she was, appeared to be a completely normal young girl, but she'd just never been in school. And so I had one of our teachers who knew sign language come in and meet with Claudia. I wanted to find out if she could communicate in any way at all. And the mom brought her in, and we discovered that she kind of had her own pigeon signing. That is how she'd learned to communicate with her mom. So through lots of persuasion and discussion and translation and meeting upon meeting, we finally convinced mom that we'd like to enroll her in the School for the Deaf. So she agreed to go up and see the school. It was up, you know, a couple hours north of here. And I remember taking Claudia up there with her mom and one of the gals I worked with who was bilingual, because I didn't know American Sign Language and I don't speak Spanish. So we had three languages going at once in the car. It was pretty interesting. We got up there and Claudia saw this beautiful campus and this beautiful big school, you know, kids all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade, and the principals are deaf, the teachers are deaf, all of her peers were deaf, and she just started crying, and her mom started, and she said, every person she saw, she went up to them, and she pulled their sleeve and said, I'm deaf just like you, and her mom said she'd never been around another deaf person. She had no conception that anybody else in the world was deaf, and so her mom was just so saw what an opportunity this was for her daughter, and so we enrolled her in the school, and she was there for about 4 months, and it's a regional school, and so we discovered that mom was going to leave the area and move to the southern part of the state where the work was. It was farming time, and it was a change of the season, and she was a migrant worker, and Claudia couldn't continue in the school if she wasn't living in our region, and so I discovered that I had to go up there and tell Claudia that she couldn't go to school there anymore. And so we went up. It was a Friday, and usually the school transported them back. And we went up there, and we went to Claudia's cottage, and their teachers were there. And she was so excited to see us, and, you know, and she'd made so many friends, and she wanted to take me all around the school. She was just dragging me everywhere, and this whole time knowing that I had to tell her that she wasn't going to be able to go to school anymore. So we went back to her cottage, and we laid a big map of the state down on the floor, and her teacher got down on the floor and started to explain to her, you know, in sign language what it meant, and she wasn't getting it. She was like, yes, this is where I go to school, and she'd point to the map and everything. And then after about, it took a long time, 10, 15 minutes of trying to sign her, because her language was very limited at that time because she hadn't been in school. And I saw the light bulb go on in Claudia's face. And she just, I mean, it was, all the hope just ran out of her face. Okay. And she immediately started crying because she knew that she was leaving and she wasn't coming back. And we left, you know, and I started crying, of course. It was so hard to see her lose this opportunity. And we rode all the way back to our drive, and she cried the entire time. And we got back to Pastor Owles, and I pointed to my badge, and I said, I'm going to do whatever I can to get you in the Southern State School. And I promised her that I would do it, you know. And she just looked at me, and that was the last time I saw her.
Right.
And she left after that, and I lost track of her mom in the migrant world, and her mom, we finally found out that she sent her back to Mexico. And so that was it. And I've always wondered whether Claudia, just knowing that that world was out there for her, because she was a very bright young girl, or whether it was, you know, maybe it would have been better if she'd never known, you know, I don't know. But I like to think that because she had that brief moment in her life that she knew that world existed, that maybe as she grew older that she would seek it out again,
right.
The deaf community, and get an education. But who knows?
Right.
Like I say, she disappeared below the in New Mexico someplace.